Golden Gloves there. Can you describe to everybody what it is like to fight Golden Gloves in New York? Because it's a great atmosphere.
You bet. And it's changed a little bit. But back when we were fighting, I remember my first year at 16, it was on St. Patty's Day in Madison Square Garden. They used to hold it, and it would sell out 21,000 people. I was 16 years old on St. Patty's Day with my Irish heritage, and it was a very, very exciting night. And fortunately for me that night, I knocked the guy out in the third round, and I was victorious.
Also, you know, obviously we have not had a white champion, heavyweight champion, for a very long time. As a matter of fact, I can't remember the last time unless it was Ingemar Johansson. But is that label of the Great White Hope something that white boxers do not feel comfortable with?
You know, it's just a ploy. It's just someone trying to make money off you.
So it's a hype thing more than anything else.
It's not reality. Listen, Holmes and I, before that fight, we couldn't stand each other. It was because the animosity that was being created through outside people. But if you look at it, the fight's going to be on this Wednesday night on HBO at 10 o'clock. You will see, before the bell rings for round one, Holmes looks at me and says, let's have a good fight. And that's the sportsmanship of the game. And that when the bell rings, we're going to go fight. Not for any race or color, creed or country, whatever that is about. We're fighting for the heavyweight championship of the world. And people, misguided people think,